From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Venezuela's foreign minister is calling new U.S. financial sanctions the worst aggression to Venezuela in the last 200 years. Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza spoke at the United Nations on Friday, hours after the Trump administration announced the new measures, and countered that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro had not created a dictatorship.
The Venezuelan people are free, that the principles of the international law have to be respected by any government, and especially by the United States.
The United States and the White House says Maduro is leading a dictatorship, but Arreaza says his country's government has been misportrayed by Washington and the media. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says weather conditions are deteriorating along the Texas coast as Hurricane Harvey nears landfall. Water levels are rising and winds are already blowing with tropical storm force. Galveston Mayor Jim Yarbrough says the city is expected to be inundated with water from the storm.
We're going to have wind, but wind is not going to be the dominant feature here. It's the water. And at some point this afternoon, you probably just ought to stay where you're at. Shelter in place, shelter in your house.
The Hurricane Center says sustained winds are still holding at 177 kph. Forecasters say the storm will intensify and make landfall Friday or Saturday, likely as a Category 3 storm. Belgium's anti-terror crisis center says soldiers have neutralized a man in downtown Brussels amid media reports that the man may have been shot after attacking troops with a knife. The crisis center said in a tweet Friday that the situation is under control. This is VOA News. Suspected Boko Haram militants sprayed a village in remote Cameroon with automatic fire, killing 15 people and kidnapping 8 others in an overnight raid near the Nigerian border. The attackers burned down around 30 houses in Gakara village just outside the town of Kolofata. The town has been a frequent target of suicide bombings by the Islamist group. Of the 15 killed, all were shot dead except one person who was buried alive. Another 30 suffered bullet wounds. The mayor of Kolofata and a senior military source confirmed that the attack had taken place, but did not know the death toll. Boko Haram attacks have killed more than 20,000 people and displaced 2.7 million during the group's 8-year insurgency to carve out an Islamic caliphate in the Lake Chad region. Police in northern India say at least 28 people have been killed and more than 250 wounded in riots that broke out after a court convicted a controversial guru of raping 2 of his followers. Violent mobs set fire to government buildings and attacked journalists and police officers. Police used tear gas and water cannons to disperse the crowd and eventually resorted to firing warning shots in the air in an attempt to control the rioters. Chief Public Relations Officer Niraj Sharma says the riots have also disrupted train service in the area.
We have cancelled a total of 201 trains, and we have also diverted and short-circuited few trains. So total number of trains which will be affected in the 4 days, that is 24th to 27th, is 222.
B.S. Shandu, a Haryana police official, said more than 1,000 of the guru's supporters were detained by police on rioting charges. Iraqi military investigators said Friday they have discovered 2 mass graves near a former Islamic State group prison outside Mosul that contains the bodies of 500 IS victims. The media cell security investigation team said in a statement that one grave near the Badush prison site contained the bodies of 470 prisoners killed by IS. And it said in a second grave killed contained 30 victims. Most of the victims are believed to be Shiite Muslims or other minorities. Samsung heir Lee Jae-yong, the de facto leader of South Korea's most successful business group, was sentenced on Friday to 5 years in prison for offering bribes and other crimes. The court said he was guilty of offering bribes to the former president and her close friend, Choi Soon-sil, to facilitate a smooth handover of power at Samsung, which is a publicly traded company. Park and Che are also on trial. A Samsung lawyer said the guilty verdict would be appealed. For in-depth coverage 24 hours a day, point your web browser to voanews.com. From the News Center in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.